two former state officials filed a whistleblower lawsuit that alleges several Indiana hospital systems and managed care entities have committed millions of dollars of Medicaid fraud. The plaintiffs filed the lawsuit in early 2021 when they obtained access to an analysis from Indiana's Fraud and Abuse Detection System contractor. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman reports the case was sealed until earlier this year.
The lawsuit alleges four companies in charge of managing Indiana Medicaid knowingly and improperly misused millions in Medicaid funds to pay claims that violate billing requirements. It also says six hospital systems obtained millions in funds by submitting thousands of false claims to Medicaid. The complaint was filed on behalf of the state and the federal government by the former deputy of program integrity for Indiana Medicaid and the former chief deputy and general counsel in the office of the Indiana State Treasurer. The lawsuit said the managed care entity defendants and hospital defendants were aware of their obligation to prevent or deny claims that violate basic hospital billing rules. It also says this misconduct contributed to last year's $1 billion budget shortfall. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.
If the lawsuit is successful, the state and federal government could recover three times the total amount of damages.